Praise the Lord.
Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. Had a wonderful day, wonderful week. Ready just to worship the Lord this evening. Glad to have y'all join us. Those live and those watching online at First Pentecostal in Villa Rica, welcome. We're going to go ahead and take prayer requests this evening as we get ready to pray. If y'all would, if you can, let's just stand and acknowledge with the Lord, and we'll just, anyone on my right side with a spoken prayer request? Miss Susan. Absolutely. Listen to the Lord. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request? Righty. Anyone on the left? Spoken prayer request? God.
Can you remember Sister Jennifer?
And for those of you that's watching online, if you have a... Yes, ma'am. Definitely will lift him up in prayer. Also, I think where Elaine's office, they've got another bout of that. Lord, just to touch everybody. For those of you watching online, if you have a prayer request, just put it in the comments section. We'll be glad to pray with you. We'll lift you up to the Lord. And it's not... anything that we do, it's all about Him. If you have an unspoken, just show by the raising of your hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love and praise You. Dear Lord, we thank You. Dear Lord, for allowing us to gather together in Your house this evening. Dear Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, ready to receive Your Word. Lord, ready to praise and worship You and everything said and done. Dear Lord, again, as we gather together this morning as a sanctuary, those that are watching online, Lord, those down in the young people's class and the teens, Lord, we just ask You to bless each and every one. Dear Lord, You've heard our prayer requests, both spoken and unspoken. Lord, we know that You're greater than anything that comes against us. And dear Lord, we're putting all our faith and hope in You. Lord, we just love You and we thank You and we praise You. Dear Lord, again, for this service tonight, dear Lord, may it just enlighten us. Dear Lord, lift us up. Lord, carry us through, dear Lord, in everything said and done. Dear Lord, we ask You to bless our pastor. Lord, bless him and his family. Strengthen them as they go about Your work. Lord, each and every ministry that's going forth from our congregation now, dear Lord, from this church, we ask for You to just continue to bless as You always have. Lord, we just praise You and we worship You. And it's in the most precious name above, the name of Jesus Christ, that we come to You in prayer. And we all say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. While you're standing... turn to page 277, redeemed. Are you redeemed this evening? Praise God. Let's celebrate. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. I love divine. Glory. Christ is mine. All to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Great is my joy, now onward I go. I'm redeemed. All the way homeward, my praise shall flow. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. I love divine. Glory. Christ is mine. I now reside. I have been redeemed. Christ indeed, my Savior to me. I'm redeemed. I'm
day. Happy in glory someday shall be. I have been redeemed. Oh,
I'm redeemed.
By love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. All to Him. I have been redeemed. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. My love divine. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. All to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. By love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. All to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Oh, praise God.
Song of celebration, a song of victory. I've been redeemed. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. Before we take up the offering this evening, got an announcement here. I brought it up Sunday evening. Just going to get back in our routine. We'll get it posted also on the board in our announcements that go forth before service. It's that time of year again, as I mentioned the other night. It's time for us to prepare for all the holiday celebrations and all the things that go forth. But there are always those that are without. And this is the time of year we start gathering things together for the Samaritan's Purse, which is the Operation Christmas Child, the shoe boxes that we do each and every year. I know we have I think the goal number that's been set again this year is 100, and that's the direction we're going to be going. So we ask if you would, if there's any way you can do to help through donation of items to go in the shoe box, or also there could be donations, monetary donations to help with the postage, and it's going to be $10 per box this year. So it's going to be a wonderful ministry. It's a great opportunity we have to minister. Miss Elaine says, if you have any questions yet, she's already got some of the sheets together of the items that we need. Do an inventory on a few of the odds and ends that were left last year. Some little trinkets was left, but not much. So we'll be almost starting from the basics again. So Miss Elaine will have all that. And also her note tells me that the deadline will be announced at a later date, but it's coming on quick. I know this month, you know, as fast as it's going, it's just wonderful how, you know, but it's just a great time of year to prepare for it. There's a lot of other things going on, and just want to mention all the announcements that's going forward. I don't have any. Okay, that's right. Sunday, this coming Sunday, is Pastor Appreciation Sunday. We always appreciate our pastor. We just love him, and we just love Brother Eddie and his family. We're so blessed that the Lord's put us all together in this house with him being our pastor. But it's going to be a Pastor Appreciation Luncheon will be this Sunday after the a.m. service. If you would, we normally bring all the vegetables and drinks and desserts. The meats will be furnished. Is that correct? Okay. The meats will be furnished by the church. So make plans to come. Bring a big dish. It's like the old-fashioned covered dish items, and it's a wonderful time. And it's just a great time of fellowship, great time to honor our pastor. So we'll be doing that this Sunday. Thank you, Ms. Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering and get ready for it. Brother Thompson,
thank you. Praise the Lord. I want to praise the Lord right quick. If you was here Sunday night, I was having a bad night. I had let my mind, not the devil, but my mind. I had got some news, and it's not really even bad news that I know of, but I had let my mind play tricks on me, and I come up Sunday night for prayer, and I was telling Brother Eddie what was going on, and the first thing he said, and I did have fear on me, and the first thing he said is, let's get that fear under control, Sister Elaine. And he started praying for me, but I praise God because the Lord did come on the scene, and he did take that fear away from me, and several times since Sunday night, I felt it sort of trying to creep back into my mind. And I would just start singing gospel songs. When I go to bed at night, I get in there after I say my prayer, and I just start singing gospel songs, and I finally doze off to sleep. But I want to thank God because, you know, there's nothing we can do for our life that God has to take care of us. We can't take care of ourselves. And so I was very thankful when I got to come up for prayer, and I was about to absolutely throw myself in a panic attack just sitting right there on that pew. I really was, and I thank God that he come on the scene, though, and he took care of me. Okay. People said I'd never make it. They don't know what keeps me going. I guess I never have met you. My life was in shambles till the day you came along. You turned my tears into laughter. You gave me a brand new song. Still holding on, Lord, I'll never let you go. You gave me a smile, you touched my heart, you touched my soul. In the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. Still holding on, you're the best thing ever found. Voted likely not to prosper, was left hanging over my head. You never count for nothing, that's what most people say. Be unsettled, never stayed around too long. But you're the treasure I've been looking for, and I'm still holding on. And I'm still holding on, Lord, I'll never let you go. You gave me a smile, you touched my heart, you touched my soul. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. And I'm still holding on, you're the best thing ever found. And the bridges that's behind me, Lord, I burn them to the ground. still holding on. You're the best thing ever found.
I want to thank the Lord, too, for all his blessings. Sister Brenda, I know what you're talking about. It's hard for me, and I don't know if it's anybody else, but it's hard to pray for yourself when you're sick or when you're scared, when you're afraid. And I'm just thanking the Lord for this texting that, you can just text everybody or one person, anybody. Just say, pray for me. I need it. And I appreciate the Lord for that, but I want to thank him for healing Brandon, too. He's still having some problems with his back, but he's a lot better. And I told the Lord if he would heal him, that I would testify and I would thank him, even if we didn't see it yet. And I want to thank him for that. And I know he's going to work this decision out for Brandon. The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. I done to deserve God's own son. I'm not worthy of the scars in his hands. Yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loved me, I can't understand. Memory now and then, show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord.
Remind me, dear Lord. Man, how true is that? We're only human. We have to be reminded of God's blessings, his grace, and his mercy. And he does remind us. He reminds us in everything that he does. He reminds us that he gets us up every morning and blesses us throughout the day. We've had a glorious day today. We rode up a little bit into the mountains, just kind of wasting time as retired folks do that don't have anything else to do. Get in the car and ride, and saw some of the prettiest colors. Glorious look, color, reddish, beautiful colors. And then I looked at the trees. They hadn't turned yet, so I just kind of looked over at my companion and looked at her hair and reminisced about the colors of the trees. Amen. Let's do Jesus. Well, Daddy used to say there's two times, son, to go to church. That's when you feel like it and when you don't. And he would apply that to everything else. He also said there's two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't.
Praise him, praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him. when the sun goes down. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down. I'm gonna love Him, love Him, love Him in the morning, love Him in the noontime. Love Him, love Him, love Him when the sun goes down. We need to praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down. I'm gonna praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down. One more time, let us praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down,
and praise Him all in between, morning, noon, and privilege. Glory to God. God is good, isn't He? All the time. Amen. Sometimes we fail to realize that, but in God's goodness, He's good all the time, through every situation, every problem, every circumstance that we may encounter. You might back me off a little bit. Kind of bouncing off these empty pews. I'm afraid I'm overwhelming to y'all just a little bit. If you have your Bibles tonight, go to the praise chapter of the 150th Psalm. 150th Psalm. I believe I counted 13 times the word praise found in the 150th Psalm. If I missed one, then it's a lot of praise in that particular chapter. And evidently, God gets honor out of praise and encourages us to praise. The psalmist said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And again, He says, praise ye the Lord. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, what an honor and privilege it is to glorify and to lift up and to praise Your holy name. God, we could never adequately praise You enough for all of Your greatness, for all of Your wonderful acts. Lord, we want to be found trying, though. And Lord, tonight we just want to lift You up, God, and glorify Your name and exalt You, Lord, above all names. We're thankful for this day, and we're thankful for this opportunity to gather here tonight, God, to sing praises unto You and to feel Your holy presence. Father, I pray that You would bless those that are here tonight, those who may be listening or viewing. God, I pray that You would reach out to those who are in need tonight, those who are suffering, those who are sick and afflicted. God, we know that You are the healer of the body. Reach out and touch them, Lord, especially those who are unsaved tonight. God, I pray for a moving of Your Spirit, God, to move them, Lord, to an altar of repentance. Ask You humbly now, Lord, just to use this vessel, anoint these lips, God, that You might speak to our hearts, and we'll give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We just love you so very much. As you can well guess by tonight's theme, it's going to be about praise. And I know that we talk about prayer a lot, and prayer is essential. Prayer is a key. But also praise is a very strong part of worshiping the Lord. In fact, when you found in the Old Testament that most of the times that the congregation gathered together, most of it was of praise and adoration and lifting up the name of the Lord. God inhabits the praise. In other words, He lives in our praise. So tonight, I want to take just a little while, and I don't mean to be too time-consuming, but I do want to cover a few things tonight, and if I had a message topic or a title, it would be five benefits from praising God. Now, I want to go ahead and let you know that there are way, way more than five benefits. In fact, there are a countless number of benefits. In fact, almost everywhere that I looked, they were listing anywhere from 100 to 150 benefits from praising God. I think we all pretty much know the benefits from praying to God. Man, as I've often said, we pretty much got that part down. We know that if we have a need, we can go to God and we pray and God will meet that need. We know if any is sick or afflicted, we call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, pray the prayer of faith, and God will deliver them. We know about the effects and the benefits of prayer. But yet, I think sometimes that we think that praise is maybe just in the praise team or just in the few numbers of congregational songs that we sing or maybe the special songs, but praise is much more than just singing. Singing is praise, but praise goes far beyond singing. I found out that it makes my day go better when I continually praise the Lord. And I think sometimes we think the only time to praise God is on the heels of a blessing or something good that has happened to us that day. And we'll say that sometimes. Well, praise the Lord. You know, like we hear somebody, well, I got a good doctor's. Well, praise the Lord. Got a raise in my job. Well, praise the Lord, you know. And that's good, and we should do that. But how many knows as born-again Christians, you know, when we say, you know what, I didn't get that raise. Well, praise the Lord. You know, we need to praise the Lord in everything, not just the good things. And there are benefits from praising the Lord. We're going to take a little bit of time tonight and talk about those benefits and maybe read some scripture pertaining to those benefits. How many knows what benefits are? Okay, benefits are something that kind of goes over and beyond. In other words, if you're applying for a job, maybe you not only want to know how many hours you're going to have to work, how much you're going to make an hour, but you're probably in somewhere in that conversation or that interview, you're going to ask, what kind of benefits do you have? You know, how many sick days do I have? You know, what kind of Christmas program do you have? And those kind of benefits. Well, how many knows that not only being saved and have our sins washed away by the blood of Jesus, as born-again Christians, we have a multitude of benefits in living for the Lord. If you believe that, put your hands together. Amen. That there's many benefits in loving and living for the Lord. One of the first ones that I want to mention tonight, praise lifts your spirit. How many likes to have your spirit lifted up? And again, you know, good things lift your spirit up. A little bit of good news can change your whole day, can it not? You know, what's our saying? 5 minutes can change your whole hunting season. You can be disappointed and not see anything or not see what you want to see or frustrated with the wind or with the rain or all of those things and a time off and it's nothing's going right, but sometimes 5 minutes or less than that can change that entire deer season when that big old buck walks out and you give an opportunity. And that's just one of the things that we use down at the hunting club. But that goes along in life, too. You know, may be having one of the worst days of your life, but maybe just a little moment of praise and worship will actually lift your spirit. And I found that out. And especially this week, I have praised myself. Now, wait a minute. I don't mean I praise myself, but I am praising within myself, and it changed my attitude. I'm confessing it did. You know, my attitude wasn't really bad. It was just needed changing. You know, I don't know. Maybe y'all's attitude is always good and perfect. Never needs adjusting or never needs changing. But sometimes I just need a little uplifting. And you know what I started to do? I wasn't praying for God to change my attitude. I wasn't praying for God to make things right. I wasn't praying for God to do this or to do that. I just began to think about that song that Sister Jennifer says, praise the hurt away. And I just took a time of glorifying and praising God. And you know what? I forgot all about my circumstance. I forgot all about my attitude adjustment or whatever it was. And my spirit began to rejoice within me. Now, I wasn't in the sanctuary, although a sanctuary is a wonderful place. In fact, I encourage you to come together in the sanctuary to give praise and honor to God. But as I've often said, if this is the only place I could ever feel the Lord, I'd just pack a lunch and wouldn't leave. But thank God, even in his environment out there, even in the, as the Bible says, you know, even in his firmament, we can glorify and praise the Lord and give him praise. And as I begin to praise the Lord, and you know, this is the wonderful thing. You don't even have to praise him for any specific thing. I read in the Bible that God, in the Old Testament, that God is a jealous God. And one of the things that a jealous person really dotes on is compliments and praise. If you're always overlooking them, if you're never encouraging them, if you're never saying anything good about them, then probably they're going to continue to have that same type of spirit. But I'm not saying that God has that type of spirit. It just says his word says he is a jealous God. What does that mean? We're not supposed to praise or give honor to any other God or any other deity or any other thing in this world except the Lord. So if you just praise him because he's God, not necessarily because what God has done for you or what God has just given you or even what God has just opened a door for you, certainly those things should go without saying. We ought to automatically praise him when he opens a door or blesses us or heals us or anoints us. But here, according to the scripture and according to the word, I'm going to bring up a scripture here that kind of backs that up. But if we'll just praise him and not even have real reason to praise him, just praise him. It will lift your spirit. I encourage you to try it next time that you need some encouragement. Next time that you need, David said, he's the lifter up of my head. What he was talking about, not just physically lifting his head up, but he lifts his entire spirit and his body up spiritually to let him know that, God, you're great, you're wonderful, I can't praise you enough, I adore you, I love you, I lift you up, Lord. In Jesus' name, I praise you above all names. Psalms 42 and verse number 5. The writer says, why? And he's speaking to himself. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but have you ever spoke to yourself? My daddy said that was all right. And I put a lot of faith in my daddy. But he followed that up. He said, but don't ever answer yourself. You can ask yourself so, but don't ever answer yourself. So I don't know what that meant, but anyway. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. Where does our hope lie? In God. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. He's not talking about a time of good feeling. He's not talking about a time of joy and celebration. He's talking about a time of disquieting in his spirit and his soul is cast down. But he said, yet I will yet praise him, even though I don't feel like it, I will yet praise him. Even though things are not going right, I will yet praise him. Even though I didn't get the news I wanted to hear, I will yet praise him. You don't have to praise him for bad news. Just praise him in spite of bad news. Amen? And praise him in spite of what you're going through that day. So again, I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance, his being, his spirit, his anointing. So, first of all, one of the benefits is it lifts your spirit. Say that with me tonight. Praise lifts your spirit. And I encourage you to try that the next time that you need to be lifted up or encouraged. The second benefit that I wanted to list tonight, praise helps sense God's presence. Praise helps sense God's presence. What do we mean by that? Well, let me just kind of throw this. Maybe you've never said that, but maybe you've thought it. God, where are you? You know, and sometimes that's followed up. When I need you the most, Lord, I don't seem to be able to fill you. Many of the Old Testament characters, many times, that God, we're, you know, I'll go out and sit under a juniper tree. I'll run away and get swallowed by a whale. All of those wonderful things that we read about, those immaculate stories, they were humans just like you and me. And many, many times they forgot about the goodness of God and forgot about the grace and power of God, and it felt like they were all alone and he couldn't feel the presence of God. But you know what causes us to shake that off? Praise. Praise is a wonderful benefit that helps us sense the very presence of God. I dare. I don't know if that's a good word or not.
Yeah.
Because people used to dare me, and I wouldn't even thought about doing it till they dared me, and then I would do it. I'd try to anywhere, go down trying. But I dare us, if we get into that situation where we feel like, God, you're just not listening, or if you're listening, you're not answering, or if you're not answering, you're just not caring, I dare you to begin to praise him. Glory. I mean, praise him like you've never praised him before. Praise him like you just got the best news you've ever had in the world. Just glorify, praise him. You know what? I didn't even list this benefit, but I happen to think about this. Not only will it help you sense the presence of God, I'll tell you who's got to leave because he can't stand praise. That's the adversary, the devil. If you start praising God, he's out of there because he can't stand anybody glorifying and praising God. So again, if another benefit, I just thought I'd throw this one in. If you just want to run the devil off, just start praising God to the top of your lungs. And you know, you can do that too. You can, I mean, if you're putting all of your energy in it, and here's the wonderful thing. You don't have to recite the 150th Psalm. It's good. You can just praise him. Praise him and love him and exalt him and just compliment him and lift him up and glorify his name. Precious is the Lamb of God. Glory to your name. Lord, you are the God of all things, the God of all creations, and I adore you. I worship you, and everything that is within me, I praise you. And if you really get into that, I sure will assure you that you will sense the presence of God. Amen. Just like you do when you come up and we anoint you and pray a prayer for you, and God just sends his power down. Amen. If you'll just start praising him and worshiping him, you can sense the very presence of God. Where do we find that? In Psalms 140 and verse number 13. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in his presence, giving thanks unto his name. As a righteous person, being righteous, meaning having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and giving thanks will put you in the presence of Almighty God, of his Spirit, and of his anointing. So a benefit is that it lifts your spirit, and it also helps sense God's presence. It reminds us, how many knows that we need to be reminded? It reminds us that we are in God's care. And I know that that seems so simple. And that seems so elementary, but we as human beings need to be reminded sometimes that we are in God's care. God never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's always aware of everything that's going on in our life, and he is constantly caring for us, caring about us, and caring for us. So praise also, I love this one, because I've had it actually happen. Praise reveals solutions not seen. In other words, we get answers from prayer sometimes as it comes through praise. I don't know if you've ever had that happen. Most of the times we're thinking when we have a need from God, we have a petition from God, we're on our knees praying, sometimes fasting, believing. And all of those things go hand in hand. But there's been times when I just forgot about the prayer, forgot about the petition, and just started praising his name. Because you see, I don't have to pray that same prayer over and over and over and over. This God is not one who forgets. And I have to go remind him about a prayer that I prayed. The difference between God, once you've prayed one prayer to God, he never forgets it. He's almighty. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's everywhere, and he's all-powerful. And he doesn't do like us. He doesn't forget. It's, oh my goodness, I meant to do that. I meant to bless you. I meant to answer your prayer. If you, it, once we pray that prayer, it's in his memory banks. Then it's up to us to believe it and to receive it. So as I'm praising God, not rehearsing the prayer, and in my praise, many times God has given me the answer. He's given the solution, and he's given the answer to my prayer that I prayed maybe days before and maybe was so worried about it, I didn't know what I was going to do. But when I began to glorify and praise him, God came on the scene and just answered that prayer. Man. Psalms 105, let's go back. Psalms 73, verse 16 and 17. Again, prayer reveals solutions not seen. And I'm sure you will remember this particular time. The writer says in verse number 16 and 17 of the 73rd chapter of the book of Psalm, when I thought to know this, how many has ever got to that point? You try to think it through. You try to think about the mind of God, and we can't. Bible tells us his thoughts and his ways are higher than ours. We need to be submissive and obedient to God's thoughts and not ask him to back up our thoughts. But when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. I couldn't fix it. I couldn't realize it. I couldn't understand it. I couldn't see an end to it. I couldn't see victory. I couldn't see a direction in my life until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I therein. Until he got to a place where he could feel the presence of God, and not only feel the presence of God, but be absolutely absorbed in the presence of God. What do you mean, Brother Eddie? You can get in a shower, turn the shower on, and that water is very refreshing, and you can touch it with your hand and dab it on your body, or you can get in it. The total presence of God. I'm not satisfied just kind of feeling a little bit of God. I want to be absorbed in it. I want to be saturated in it. I want it to be so thick and so heavy about me that I forget about all the problems. I forget about all the troubles. I forget about all the fear. I forget all of anxiety and all of those things. And I just am just being blessed, amen, in the wonderful, refreshing power of God. So it also reveals solutions not seen and answers from God. And our prayers, our praise also reminds us of God's blessing. I think that's where I had got to. It reminds us of God's blessing. Psalms 105, 1 and 2. Psalms 105, 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds. So blessed evening.
Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. I don't think we can praise Him enough. I know we can. Lord, praise God. Praise God. Well, it was so good to see y'all this evening. I love each and every time we get to gather together. Those of you online, we sure miss y'all that aren't able to be with us tonight. Let's do keep those in prayer that are recovering from procedures. We know there's a lot of prayer requests has gone forward. We know we've already lifted them up in prayer. But if there are any other situation, if you'd like prayer, please just let us know. Glad to pray with you. All hearts and minds clear? Powerful word tonight. Praise God. It goes along with some of the statements that was made earlier. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we do want to praise you. Lord, we want to thank you for this opportunity you've given us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. Dear Lord, we thank you for the encouragement. Lord, our hope is in you. And everything that we have is yours, dear Lord, because you're the creator of all. Lord, as we prepare to depart, Lord, I ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And Lord, again, for those that aren't able to be with us tonight, for whatever reason, Lord, those that are recovering, those that are in procedures that are going forward now, those traveling, Lord, those that just don't have a heart to be here, pray for them. Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, that you'll continue to let your word spread across this nation, this community, dear Lord, through our families. Lord, let us all seek you, your guidance, and your walk. Lord, and we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. See y'all in Sunday school.